The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
The theme song to the opening of Perry Mason, it seemed to me to be appropriate today as we talk about the trial that just concluded against Donald Trump. I am reading from CNN Politics. Obviously, they're rejoicing today as CNN hates Donald Trump. But it says, Donald Trump found guilty of all 34 charges in hush money trial. A Manhattan jury found Donald Trump guilty of all 34 counts of falsifying business records in his hush money criminal trial, an unprecedented and historic verdict that makes him the first former president in U.S. history to be convicted of a felon, and a felony conviction of a former president or party frontrunner is unprecedented, it says. Now, he can still run for office, but he could potentially be sentenced to prison time or probation. Now, Isaiah 59:14 says this, justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the street and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking. Listen, whether you love former President Trump or hate former President Trump, the issue at stake here and the issue before all Americans has to do with truth and justice. And in the minds of so many, Lady Liberty has taken off her blindfold, and we are judging a man not for what he did, but for who he is. He is guilty without proof, and we're going to crucify him, so to speak. And it is a terrible, terrible day in America, unprecedented. We have crossed the Rubicon, so to speak, or to use Happy Days language, we have jumped the shark in America, and it is indeed tragic. Well, to help me with this important discussion is my friend Dr. Rick Scarborough, pastor, author, speaker, and president and founder of Recover America. Dr. Rick, your thoughts on the verdict from yesterday?
Well, I would simply echo what you just got through saying, Pastor Jeff. This is a sad day in the life of America. And, you know, I'm just fundamental enough in my biblical beliefs to believe that God, there's going to be a reckoning for those involved in perpetrating this crime against a former president and turning this country into a banana republic. So I'm sure we can explore the rationale for that, but I'm not so sure there's not a direct connection with all the storms raking our country. What's being predicted is the worst hurricane season in decades, about to arrive here on the Gulf Coast where I live. God has a role in all of this, and he has something to say about all this, and we are fools to disacknowledge that.
Well, what I think, Rick, is that some people are not, they're seeing this as a Republican-Democrat issue, and oh, you guys that like President Trump, you just, you see it through those glasses, and they're missing the bigger picture. This is the fabric of our country is at stake here, and if a billionaire, former president, can get railroaded on a rigged election, or rigged charges and sent up the river, so to speak, What does that mean for you and me?
Well, we have no protection. Can you imagine how few Americans could even afford the legal representation to fight this on somewhat fair grounds? We would have to sell our homes, our cars, mortgage our future just for the first round. And this man he's got four more rounds of this to go. Many have said this was the weakest of all cases, and it was until Judge Merchant put his foot on the scale and until Alvin Bragg created a novel theory and then presented it as if it were the real thing. If we have time, I'd love to parallel this with the travesty brought about against the fourth man seated for the presidency, Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who was a regular attender of the church I pastored on the southeast side of Houston, who basically adopted me as his pastor because I was speaking out and standing up, and whose offices I've often sat as he conducted meetings and then walked through a mock trial. That's all it was. It was a made-up theory presented to a body of jurors selected from the most radically leftist county in our state, that being Travis County. The prosecuting attorney floated an idea that was not even the legal rationale for the case, and then for 8 weeks presented it as if it were. And when the jury voted, they voted to convict, not on the actual charges, but on the made-up charges that the district attorney had trumped up in the first day of the trial. So there's so many parallels between the two that is frightening. I've seen this played out twice, up close and personal.
Well, it is a terrible day in America, and for those that don't understand this, it's, hey, if our legal system is not based on a blindfolded lady justice, where it's justice for all, depending on the merits of the case and not who you are, then it's Katie bar the door. And Rick, I mean, they'll come after you, they'll come after me, they'll come after everybody that is standing up and speaking out against the culture, because they're not going to want that.
Make a charge and find the man. That's the way this operates. And there are so many laws written under 501c3 law, under this concept that pastors check their right to be Americans when they become a pastor. There are so many written laws that they could trump up against us that you're right. Anyone that they see as a threat is now under incredible danger if we can't turn this around. And the only institution charged with the power of authority to turn this around is the church. May God move in the hearts of pastors to stand up, speak up, and refuse to give up.
Amen. Well, Rick, you know, it's interesting. I've been preaching through Judges on Sunday morning, and this Sunday is Abimelech, Judges chapter 9, and the scripture is so appropriate for today when Abimelech said to his brother, or his uncles, his mother's brothers, hey, make me king. And then he hired some guys to help him. He killed all the sons of Gideon. He was a son of Gideon, but he killed all his brothers and made himself king. And then one brother escapes, and that brother tells a little parable, and he equates Abimelech with bramble, with thorn bushes. And he says this to the people, if then you have dealt in truth and integrity with Jerubbaal and his house this day, rejoice in Abimelech and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and consume the men of Shechem and Beth Millo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from Beth Millo and consume Abimelech. The scripture is true. You reap what you sow. And in this case, we have sown lies and deceit. And as the scripture says, sow the wind and reap the whirlwind.
Yeah, Joe Biden is going to get a good taste of his own chicanery when his own son goes to trial. And I hope justice prevails. We don't know that because the left controls so many of the levers of power behind the scenes, but that he may get a good test of his own attack on the former president by what happens finally in this trial with his own son.
Well, Dr. Rick, what do you say to the people out there? I had somebody comment on my Facebook post that I made about the verdict and about justice and truth, you know, falling in the streets. What do you say to the one that says, you need to stay in your lane, you're a pastor, you're getting political, this doesn't concern you, how dare you guys that stand up in the pulpit, you know, support Trump, he's a terrible human being, you know, you've heard it ad infinitum. How do you respond to that?
Well, I always say we're not electing a pastor. We're electing a president of the United States. It's a political office. But we Christians have a role to play in that. And I always ask them if they're Christians. Most of them that ask that question are not Christians, but some are. I ask them, would you vote for King David? When you track the life of King David, he was a flawed man, just like Donald Trump and just like me and just like you. But there are three aspects when you ask ourselves. When he was president, were policies passed that we would approve of, that we believe God would put a stamp of approval on. Look at the economic policy. Look at the border security policy. Look at abortion and what he did with that. Look at the Middle East and moving Jerusalem to become the capital, just like God's word says it would be, and all of the presidents had promised but never delivered. There were no wars under Donald J. Trump. He stood up to the deep state, and that's finally what antagonized and infuriated these people to conspire. Three aspects that we ought to watch now over the next few weeks. Will his financial support fall off? And in the immediate aftermath, his money did fall, but quickly. Small and large donors rallied to the point that it shut the giving down to his campaign, and many of the wealthiest men in America have come out on his behalf and spoken up, not the least of which are people like Elon Musk and half a dozen other billionaires who understand that if this can happen to the president, it can happen to me. I guess the bottom line, and what I would reiterate, is we're not electing a pastor. We're electing a president. And when I look at the policies of this man, I'm going to defend him. I'm going to stand up. I would to God that he didn't make some of the offhand remarks that he makes. I wish to God that somebody could convince him that it would serve his best interest if he would control the tongue. We read in our devotionals yesterday, James 3, and it talks about the importance of the tongue and how it can wreck a ship if improperly used as a rudder directs the path or the direction of a ship. I don't like Donald Trump's language. I don't like some of the bombastic things he says. I don't like the exaggerations, but I love his policies, and that's why I'm supporting him.
Well, Rick, when you think about Joe Biden, you look at his policies, you look at his leadership, what would be your summation of his first almost 4 years?
A disaster, and one that he told us he was going to bring to his presidency. During his campaign for the office, he talked about opening the borders. He talked about bringing peace into the world because he was going to be kind and gentle, unlike this frat boy, Donald Trump. But what he brought to the world was complete chaos. Just look at the way he left Afghanistan and the innocent soldiers whose lives were destroyed, the families were destroyed irreparably because he took the coward's way out, just jumped out willy-nilly, leaving behind billions of dollars in state-of-the-art equipment for terrorists to use around the world, and then restoring finances to Iran, who are now distributing that to terrorists around the world. Xi Jinping doesn't fear him. I think Putin thinks it's the greatest thing that ever happened to Russia. This guy is a disaster from the day he took office until the present moment, and it's only getting worse for him physically. I mean, anyone watching his mannerisms or listening to the attempts he makes to read a teleprompter can understand that he should have quit about 15 years ago. All of us need to be fully self-aware to know when our day is over.
Right. Let me jump in here. We're up against a break. We're talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough, pastor, author, speaker, and president of Recover America. Rick loves the Lord, and he loves our country, and he wants to have a country to pass on to his children and grandchildren that would be one of morality and truth and justice. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. We'll be right back. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough, pastor, author, speaker, and president and founder of Recover America. You heard his little clip in there during the news time. And Rick, that was kind of fortuitous how that fell, not knowing that you were going to be on today. That was just put into the system. But we're talking about President Trump and the verdict that came down yesterday afternoon in Manhattan, guilty of 34 counts of hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels. And so I know you were very in the know with what was going on with President Clinton back in the day. You wrote your book, Enough is Enough, that was kind of detailing what was going on in the White House at that time. Tell us how this is different. What Trump did with Stormy Daniels, whatever happened there, versus what Bill Clinton did.
Well, from a pastor's perspective, it was terrible. But from a political perspective, it's irrelevant. That was an issue that the time for prosecution had run out. We don't allow these secondary types of offense to hang over a man for the rest of his life. In that case, I think that the time limit was 2 years. What Alvin Bragg, and I'd like to say a few things about him. What Bragg did was he created a novel theory where he literally twisted the law until it looked like a pretzel, and come up with this idea that the whole reason Trump did that was to change the outcome of the 2016 election, which is absolutely nonsense. He didn't prove his case. Judge Turley and a half dozen other experts exposed what he was doing had never even been thought of before, let alone tried. And then I did a little research, and I discovered that George Soros has now placed 30 key district attorneys in some of the most populous parts of our country. 40% of the people in America live under some level of jurisdiction for these George Soros-appointed attorneys. He literally bought their elections. And you go down the list, and you can find this on our website after about noon today. We'll be posting it today. But you'll find people like George Cascone, Los Angeles County, Kim Fox, Cook County, Illinois, of course, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. He has strategically placed these men and women, bought them and paid for them, for the express purpose of changing America, and he's going to accomplish this if we can't wake the church up. Tim Ogg in Harris County has created all manner of ill for our state, or our county, I should say, which swings the entire electoral process in Texas, because Harris County is such a large and populated county of the state, but one of the largest in America. And Tim Ogg has twisted the law to make it fit the dictates of George Soros. We are living under a tyranny financed by one wealthy billionaire who's literally toppled countries.
Yeah, it's just insane. And, you know, it's hard, Rick, not to ask the question, Lord, why do you let this guy do this? And so, Rick, for those who are struggling with that, what would be your answer? Why is God allowing this one man to cause so much damage to our country?
He's giving Christians an opportunity to prove his power, because God's never needed a majority. He just needs a committed minority. And I'm convinced that what these men are doing to our nation would topple like a house of cards if the church woke up. If we had more men of God in pulpits like you. You're getting criticized because you're standing for truth. I've spent my entire adult life in ministry trying to find the remnant. In fact, I'm now the National Field Director for Remnant Alliance, which is a coming together of some of the largest conservative ministries in America. And we're working together to find enough preachers to stand up and say to this evil, Satan, we command you in the name of Jesus and the authority of the blood of Christ to take your hands off of our country, and then going to the polls and voting the rascals out. We can't wish it better. We can't hope it better. But God has given us an opportunity to prove his lordship and to show the power that he has that will be released through his people if we stand up and speak up.
Well, amen to that. Okay, so Rick, let me ask you this, because I saw a tweet from Russell Moore. Russell Moore was the head of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention for a number of years, and I think Tom Buck dubbed him yesterday a Democratic operative, but he said, hey, I thought character counted, and so we're seeing the character of this man, speaking of Donald Trump, and I'm not getting this verbatim, but it was something to the effect of, okay, Christians, you said character counts, but then you turn the other way when it comes to Trump, who doesn't have good character. We would say, and Rick, I know you would say this too, character does matter, character does count. But yes. How do we bridge that gap with Donald Trump?
Well, first thing I'd ask Russell Moore, who he's going to vote for. Are you going to is there a better choice? Is he going to vote for Biden with all of the enormous ills of his life? And I would say to him also that decision, it stings, and I grapple with that every day. But I remind myself, I'm not electing a pastor. I'm electing a president. And he was in a position where he could have addressed a whole lot more ills among pastors, but he chose not to. I lost all respect for him at the height of my first organization, Vision America, because he wouldn't stand with us on anything. So I just dismiss such rhetoric, because I consider the person.
Right. Just to get his quote correct, this is what he said. The question is what it has always been, fit or unfit, and the answer was obvious all along. Character matters still. And many people took issue with that, because obviously he does not like Donald Trump, and he's made that abundantly clear. Rick, let me ask you this question, because this is obviously something that affects pastors. We hear the pejorative thrown out there, Christian nationalism. Well, you're a Christian nationalist. I had Bill Federer on the program a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that, you know, that wasn't a term that was used back some years ago, but a term that was used was being a Christian patriot. Has the idea of patriotism now been hijacked by this pejorative, you're a Christian nationalist, which means you're a Nazi or some kind of evil person? So how do you understand that term?
Well, that term was leveled in a chronicle on me just this past week, and it It's the only thing that they can say that might inflame unthinking people to react to the way we conduct business or the efforts we make to right the ship of state. But I'm not necessarily embarrassed by that. I want America to succeed. I'd love for Christianity to be a predominant shaper of our culture. And so I don't have a reaction to that. I just ignore it and consider the source. Now, if you leapfrog to Nazism, then I'm going to come out with both guns blazing. Because the whole tenor of my life, I was an evangelist for 14 years and shared the gospel in over 500 crusades. Then I became a pastor and baptized 2,000 people in the 12-year ministry I had in First Baptist Pearland, during which time I encountered evil in the high school and took it on and encouraged our people to run for public office because somebody's going to make the laws under which we are governed. And who better than people who understand they are submitted to Christ, His word is the authority in their life, who will then have the guts to stand up and speak up. Call me whatever you like, but in the final analysis, look at what I've done and what I'm doing. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm going to simply continue to call Christians to get engaged in the battle and begin to right the wrongs that we've allowed to take place because of our absence.
Now, Rick, do you see that? When you think about biblical eschatology, what the Lord says is going to happen in the future, I believe that there is a millennial kingdom of Christ that's coming. I'm premillennial. I'm pre-tribulation rapturist position. How does a person's eschatology, the study of end times, how does that affect how they view America and their involvement?
Well, I'm afraid that the position that you take and that so many hold encourages people to sit back and let it get worse so Jesus will come. But I remind all of my friends who embrace that view that right now in the Middle East, they think they're in the tribulation. Right now in two-thirds of the world where Christians are denied access to any kind of liberty or worse, incarcerating. Go to China, go to Russia. Find out what happens to people who take a strong biblical position. And those folks think they're living in the tribulation. And if we embrace the pre-trib rapture theory to the exclusion of our personal responsibility, it becomes damaging because people will not engage because Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, and I think you can have both. I think you can be a person that sees that the rapture is coming. Things are going to get worse and worse. I like how Robert Jeffress put it, Rick, and you might have heard this. He said, we're like the people putting our fingers in the dam that's getting ready to break. But we're doing that so that more and more people in the village below can be rescued. And I do see this, and you may not see it this way, I do see this as a losing proposition. I think that there is coming a one-world government with Antichrist ruling that. Yeah. But that doesn't give us a pass like we're to sit by on the sidelines and let everything fall apart. We're to stand up and fight for truth.
I couldn't agree more, and I don't usually get into this issue with pastors because I'm a small minority of those who believe the church will go through the tribulation and then be raptured. Then Jesus will come with his armies and crush the remaining occupants of this earth who have been in opposition to him, and then will bring the saints down and establish his millennial reign. So I read a book by George Ladd early in my Christian journey that influenced that position. But I always tell people like you, I pray you're right and I'm wrong. I would much rather them immediately.
Yes, for sure. Well, okay, so Rick, what would you say to the Christian in the pew that's watching all this unfold, watching the news? We have people on the left that are cheering, this guy's getting what he deserves. He's a terrible, horrible person. And others, my opinion is any fair-minded person would say this was a rigged trial. 6 weeks for this. I mean, come on.
Right.
And then you come up with this verdict. It is going to be you know, if any fair-minded judge looks at this, is going to overturn this. But what are they supposed to take away from this? I mean, should Donald Trump step aside and say, hey, I think Ron DeSantis would be a better, I mean, he's never going to do that, but would be a better candidate given all the baggage I have now?
Yeah, I think your qualifying statement is true. He's never going to do that. And in that he's going to be the only option we have between he and Joe Biden, then I say to the Church of Living God, hold your nose and vote for Trump, because we look at his policies and he's going to do the things that are best for America. One thing you cannot ignore, this man loves America. How making America great again could become a pejorative in the minds of half the country, it escapes me. I just can't comprehend that. Now, I may very soon come out with caps and shirts, and we've adopted the slogan, make America godly again. Because if she's godly again, she'd be great again. So I'm a MAGA, but I'm going to make America great, godly again.
Yes, I heard somebody say, make America pray again. We desperately need to do that. Well, so Rick, are you discouraged, encouraged? What's your state right now, given what's going on in America?
Yesterday was a blow, but I've already gotten beyond that, and I'm encouraged, because where sin doth abound, grace does much more abound. We are right now planning between the groups that have aligned themselves in the Remnant Alliance, and you can go online and see who they are, Charlie Kirk and Patriot Academy. There's some of the largest ministries in America are binding together. We're going to put on our first national conference August 31st through the 3rd of September. In a large coliseum, seats about 4,000 people in Frisco, Texas. All the details are being ironed out. May have Tucker Carlson on that program. He hasn't finally said he would come, but Charlie Kirk will be there. I'll be there. Michael Flynn is going to speak. We're going to try to pull together thousands of Christians who haven't given up. And boy, I would love for you to be a guest and come.
Yeah, that's my first hearing of this, and so I'll.
We haven't talked because we've been trying to talk to Tucker Carlson into why he should be there, and I think we've pretty well nailed it down. We'll know that this week.
Yes, well, very good. Well, Rick, I appreciate you coming on today, and it's an important day, and this is an important subject because. We are, as Christians, we're called to shine and share. We're called to stand up for truth. We're called to suffer hardship as good soldiers of Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, hey, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. This is not a time to sit on the sidelines for pastors and Christians. This is a time to speak up and stand up and speak the truth in love. So God bless you, my brother, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and that was Dr. Rick Scarborough, the president and founder of Recover America. He loves the Lord. He loves this country, and he wants to see us have a country to pass on to our children and grandchildren. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Give me a call. Let me know what you think about what went on yesterday, and let's talk.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We were talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough, and he had to go, but we are now going to be talking to you. The phone number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear from you. And the phone lines are starting to light up, so we have Ron from Alabama on the line. Ron, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jeff. I was just wanting to, I guess, comment about what's been going on in our country, in our government. It's the way I see it, it's Marxists that have infiltrated every institution, every Well, every institution of our country, education, well, just all of it. Court system, justice system, you know, education. The Marxists have been infiltrating for, well, I guess it started back in the early 1920s. So that's 100 years of them infiltrating, and they finally taken over. If you think about the last federal election, they did steal the election. It was a fraudulent election. And I don't know what makes people think that they're ever going to give it back up. They've already done it this past time, and these folks aren't going to give up their power.
Right.
And so what you were talking about earlier about, you know, the response when you believe the Bible and that everything is going to happen as the Bible says it is, then therefore there's no need for me to worry about it or be concerned about it. But that's not the concern anyway. If you're truly born again, you should be concerned about soul winning. So that's just really what I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You're right. So we need to be concerned about people. So it's the illustration that I shared just in the last segment that I heard from Robert Jeffress. We know this is a losing deal based on what the Lord has told us in His Word. There is coming a one-world government. There is coming a one-world leader. He's known as the Antichrist. He's also called the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, the beast. And he's going to come, and there is going to be a battle of Armageddon one day as the Lord comes back. So what are we doing between now and then? Well, we're like the people that, you know, the dam is there, and the water's on the other side, and the village is down below. And we know if that dam breaks that everybody's going to be flooded in the village. And so we're trying to keep the water from destroying the dike. So that people can get out. And we're not going to be able to hold that back forever because the scripture says that's going to crumble. But the longer we can hold that back so that we can share Christ and reach people for Christ and let them know that just as Noah was preaching, hey, there's a flood coming, but here's the ark of safety and you can come on this ark and be saved from the wrath that is to come. That's what we're doing today. And Jesus equated the two. He says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And if we're not in the days of Noah, we are quickly approaching the days of Noah. And the days of Noah were times of vice and violence and apathy and anarchy. They were terrible days. And the news is revealing that we are either in those days or quickly approaching those days. And what is the answer? The answer is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, to stand up and speak up, and to be the people God wants us to be. So thanks for calling in with that, my brother. Well, we have Chris on the line from Texas. Chris, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to state as well regarding Trump that we need to stand behind him, to not stand behind him and say, like the program before you, the female on the program before you stated, well, they should really consider somebody else to nominate, and hopefully they don't nominate him because he's got so much behind him. That's giving in to the children who are kicking and screaming and who are the Democrats. We are letting them win. If we do that, we need to stand behind him. And we should not waver and just keep supporting him. And hopefully he will be nominated and we can show our support for him by voting for him.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I know. So there are a number of people, and I was included in that group, who said early on, you know, given Trump's Trump is such a polarizing person. People love him or people hate him. And the hatred is off the chain. And so I think that if we had had a candidate like a Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis has a great track record. I mean, just look at his state. He's a tremendous governor, a young guy, a sharp guy, a conservative guy. And there were many that said, you know, I wish Trump had passed the mantle on to Ron DeSantis and said, hey, this is the guy, let's go with him. He's never going to do that, as Rick Scarborough said, you know, Trump has a gigantic ego, and he's not going to do that. One of the things that you have to admire about the guy, I mean, he's like a Timex watch. He takes a licking and keeps on ticking. And, you know, if you hate his guts, okay, you can hate his guts, but you have to admire the fact that he does not quit. And he continues to stand up there. And as Rick Scarborough said, he does love America. And he loves himself a lot, too. But he does love America. And we know what the country was like when he was president. And we compare the last administration to this administration, and there is no comparison in my mind. Things were much better for everyone during the last administration compared to now. So I appreciate that, Chris. Thanks for calling in. And we have our friend Lee on the line from Virginia. Lee, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
I enjoyed your program, Pastor Jeff.
Thanks, sir.
I'd just like to say, this is a sign of the times. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, men will go worse and worse. And, God told Samuel, they haven't rejected you, they have rejected me. And when we have our court system, and even maybe as much as half of this country has rejected President Trump or somebody like President Biden, who is for the mass slaughter of babies, this country is rejecting God more than they're rejecting Trump. They don't want a godly, any kind of leadership. And I agree with your guest 100%. We're not electing a pastor. We're electing a president.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I can do that in good conscience.
Right. Yeah, you're electing a leader. It's kind of like electing a pilot, you know, who can fly the plane? Well, let's check your character. Now, does character matter? Yes, character matters. But when it comes to flying a plane, you can have a guy that maybe doesn't have great character, maybe doesn't have great morals in terms of his dealings with women, but can he fly the plane? You know, we had Jimmy Carter, probably one of the most moral presidents ever, and he was not a good leader. And so just because you're moral, just because you're quote-unquote a good Christian, doesn't mean you're a good leader. And we want to have somebody, we need to have somebody that knows how to fly the plane, so to speak, that knows how to lead. And President Trump proved in his 4 years in office that he was able to make good decisions. As Bill O'Reilly said, you know, he governed responsibly. We didn't get in any wars. Inflation was down. He was making good decisions about things economically. He did stand for the unborn, which is, a major, major, major issue, should be a major, major, major issue for every Christian. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He appointed conservative justices to the Supreme Court, got three justices on the Supreme Court. And because of that, Roe v. Wade was overturned. There are many, many things that we can point to as believers. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He said he was going to do that, and he did it. And he stood with Israel. And so, peace through strength, which is the way it's always going to be. When you're dealing with thugs and tyrants and Islamic terrorists, that's all they understand is strength. And if you don't have it, you're not going to have peace, because it's peace through strength. So, Lee, I always appreciate getting a call from you, and you're a good friend, and I appreciate your wisdom and insight. Well, let me move on. We have Kim on the line from Texas. Kim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi there, Pastor Jeff. I love listening to your show every day.
Thank you. Thank you.
But first of all, you know, how do we know that God is not using Trump as a vessel? I know he has a very strong personality, and that's gotten him as successful as he is in the world, and he's got He has issues that everybody doesn't like, but he does love America, and he is fighting for us. And right now, besides God and the handful of people that are behind Jesus, you know, he's the only one that's fighting for it. And it doesn't matter who else would be to get in there on the Republican side or coming in, you know, other than the Republican side, they're going to go after him just like they do Trump. Right. And so nobody is going to be a winner on that. And I just feel that God is using Trump as a vessel. All the things that poor guy has went through and the stress, and he's his age too. That would be hard on somebody in their 40s or their 50s,
right.
And it's just so pitiful what is the world is coming to.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to think that, he's not a spring chicken. I think he's 77 years old, but he has such tremendous energy. Most people would be exhausted trying to run for president and all the speaking that you have to do and all the travel that you have to do. That's not an easy gig. And so, he is a Timex watch. He takes a licking and keeps on ticking. And so you have to admire him for that, even if you hate everything else about him, as seems like half of the country does. You have to admire his tenacity and his willingness to stand up there and speak what he thinks is right. So thanks for calling in, Kim, and thanks for listening. We have Mark on the line from Kentucky. Mark, you're on Real Truth for Today.
Yes, good morning, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I once was a long-time regular listener of AFR. It's not that I've fallen away. Well, I have fallen away from hearing the same thing. And I'm glad, for example, the last caller talking about Mr. Trump, and I don't refer to him as a poor guy. I refer to him as and that's not a cut. I'm just saying that he is an amazing example of someone who has stood firm, and I believe the Almighty has empowered him to be able to withstand and for us to witness and see what's gone on. Now, my question to you, if I may, is, you know, if we go back, maybe back to something as clear and obvious now, looking back, the plandemic, this whole idea that a virus is floating over the ocean and going to mow down people in America.
Right.
Yet I am so saddened and confused, sort of, but I find other ways and means to engage, because I don't find anybody in any church talking about any of this. Now, how about you, your church? Did you talk about the pandemic? Did you talk about the truth about the jab? Did you talk about any of these other things that I believe are spiritual matters? If you don't know the truth, you're going to be caught up in the lies of the deceiver. And
right.
What amazes me, and for example, me, I was born in 60. I didn't know and take a real clear position on, for example, the abortion being the murdering of babies until I had my own kids or was in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And the light came on and I go, wow, we've been murdering babies since 1971 or whatever it was. I'm like going, how did that happen? Well, the church didn't talk about it, did they?
Right, right.
And we didn't know the truth. So I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I'm just
No. That's Mark. You're exactly right. Yeah, I talk about these things. I talk about them on the radio. I talk about them from the pulpit. I talk about them on social media. I think when it came to the coronavirus at the first, nobody really knew. You know, is this the bubonic plague? We didn't know. We were told all that we were getting so much false information, and then when the supposed vaccine came out that's quote safe and effective, well, it's proven that it's not safe and it's not effective. I had doctors in my church that were telling me, hey, we need to shut down because of this. Now, I at that time, I had to listen to them. It's like, they know more about medical things than I do. But as time has proven that big pharma, big government, big business, they're a bunch of big liars. And so I take everything that's coming from them with a huge grain of salt. To find out the truth, because they'll lie through their teeth. So I appreciate that, Mark, and we need to stand up and speak the truth in love, and lift up the cross of Jesus Christ and be willing to suffer hardship as a good soldier for Christ Jesus. So thanks for your call. Frank and Norman and Karen and Archie, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. We have run out of time, but give me a call another day and we will talk. Thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Share this program with somebody else. You can go to AFR.net, Real Truth for Today, and share it with a friend or a neighbor or family member. Hey, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.